Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. US President Donald Trump urges Ukraine to compromise and make a deal with Russia to end war. Russian President Vladimir Putin terms his US visit as timely and useful. Also invites President Donald Trump to visit Moscow. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri to begin two-day visit to Nepal today. Commanders of Thailand and Cambodia sign MOU to strengthen cooperation and communication after last month's clashes. US President Donald Trump has said that Ukraine should make a deal to end the war with Russia because Russia is a very big power and Ukraine is not. In a post-summit interview, Mr. Trump urged Kyiv to compromise and make a deal. He said that his role was not to negotiate on Ukraine's behalf, but to get the parties to the table.
Well, I think those are points that we negotiated, and those are points that we largely have agreed on, actually. I think we've agreed on a lot. But the meeting was a very warm meeting between two very important countries, and it's very good when they get along. I think pretty close to a deal. Now, look, Ukraine has to agree to it.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, on a social media post, said, "Stopping the killing is a key element of stopping the war." Zelensky is scheduled to meet Trump in Washington tomorrow. Mr. Trump's comments after the summit indicate a dramatic shift in his position on how to end the war, having said earlier that he wanted a ceasefire rapidly. Ukraine's main demand has been a quick ceasefire before talks about a longer-term settlement. The heads of government of the Baltic and Nordic countries issued a joint statement after the Alaska summit in US, stressing that only Ukraine can decide its own future. In a joint statement, the eight leaders of Latvia, Denmark, Estonia, Iceland, Lithuania, Norway, Finland, and Sweden declared that no decision should be taken on Ukraine without Ukraine, and no decision should be made on Europe without Europe. The statement further said, achieving a just and lasting peace requires a ceasefire. The leaders stressed that no limitations should be placed on Ukraine's armed forces or its cooperation with other countries. They also highlighted their country's continuous military support for Ukraine. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, in an interview, said that it was good news that there were no territorial negotiations between Putin and Trump without Ukraine and the rest of Europe. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called his visit to Alaska, where he met with US President Donald Trump, timely and useful. Briefing his cabinet and other officials at the Kremlin, he said that the very frank and substantive talk at the summit on the Ukraine conflict moved the Kremlin nearer to making a decision. Mr. Putin said he shared President Trump's desire to end the Ukraine war as soon as possible and settle all issues. The Russian leader also called for turning the page in bilateral relations, resuming cooperation, and invited Mr. Trump to Moscow. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on IX handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Indian Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a two-day official visit to Nepal beginning today at the invitation of his Nepalese counterpart, Amrit Bahadur Rai. India's Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, said India and Nepal share strong and friendly ties which have seen concrete progress in recent years in diverse areas of cooperation. The MEA said India attaches high priority to its relations with Nepal under its Neighbourhood First policy. The ministry said Mr. Misri's upcoming visit continues the tradition of regular high-level exchanges between the two countries and will be an opportunity to further advance bilateral ties. Chinese Foreign Minister and member of the Politburo of the Communist Party of China, Wang Yi, will be on a two-day visit to India beginning tomorrow. He is visiting India at the invitation of National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. During his stay, the visiting minister will hold the 24th round of the special representative's talks on the India-China boundary question with India Special Representative Mr. Dobhal. India's External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, will hold a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart. Thailand and Cambodia held a special meeting between their army representatives at the Thailand-Cambodia Regional Border Committee in Thrat Province, Thailand, after last month's clashes. The meeting aimed to address border issues through peaceful dialogue and ensure stability along the border, as confirmed by the Thai Navy. The meeting was attended yesterday at the Thai and Cambodian commanders of military regions, who signed a memorandum of understanding to strengthen cooperation and communication. Cambodian Defense Ministry spokesperson, Lieutenant General Mali Sochiata, emphasized the importance of maintaining regular contact between the two countries' armed forces to resolve disputes peacefully and avoid further confrontations. The Canadian government has intervened in the Air Canada strike, forcing the parties to the bargaining table. Hundreds of flights were suspended this weekend due to the strike that began yesterday. Canadian Jobs Minister Patty Hajdu ordered binding arbitration between the airline and the Canadian Union of Public Employees, which represents more than 10,000 Air Canada flight attendants. At a news conference, Ms. Hajdu said, "The potential for immediate negative impact on Canadians and the economy is too great." On the other hand, the union said Canada's Liberal Party was violating charter rights and the intervention sets a terrible precedent. Meanwhile, Air Canada, the country's largest carrier, says the strike will affect around 500 flights a day. And now, news from the world of sports.
In badminton, Indian shuttler Tanya Hemant clinched the women's singles crown at the Saipan International 2025 in the Northern Mariana Islands. The top seed, ranked 86th in the world, defeated Japan's Kane Sakai 2-0 in the finals yesterday, under the Badminton World Federation's new 3-into-15 scoring format. This is Tanya's first international challenge of the year and the fourth of her career. In squash, India's Anahat Singh will take on second-seeded Habiba Hani of Egypt in the finals of the Bega Open in Australia today. Top seed Anahat defeated Egypt's Noor Kafagi 3-2 in the semifinals yesterday. Despite an injury during the match, Anahat showed great determination to outlast Kafagi. With 12 PSA titles from 18 events, Anahat is emerging as a dominant force on the squash circuit. Sanyukta Yadav, Sports Desk.
India's pace hero, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, received a warm welcome upon his arrival at Delhi's International Airport early this morning. He was warmly received at the airport by Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh and ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan. After making history as the first Indian to visit the International Space Station, Mr. Shukla underwent rehabilitation in the United States to recover from the physical demands of his groundbreaking mission. Hurricane Erin has rapidly intensified, growing into a major storm over the Atlantic waters north of the Caribbean. Erin has become the first hurricane in the Atlantic this season, with several areas already on alert for heavy rain. Strong waves and rip currents are possible along the east coast of the United States this week. The National Hurricane Center said, as of yesterday, Hurricane Erin had weakened into a Category 4 storm with maximum sustained winds of 150 miles per hour. The U.S. government deployed more than 200 employees from the Federal Emergency Management Agency and others to Puerto Rico as a precaution. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. President Donald Trump urges Ukraine to compromise and make a deal with Russia to end war. Russian President Vladimir Putin terms his U.S. visit as timely and useful, also invites President Donald Trump to visit Moscow. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri to begin two-day visit to Nepal today. And commanders of Thailand and Cambodia sign MOU to strengthen cooperation and communication after last month's clashes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.